He used to bring from Israel, he used to bring all the time a barrel, but not a big barrel, but something like this. Maybe it was 40, 50 bottles inside.
Wine.
Wine, yeah, wine all the time. I don't drink wine from Paris or from Russia or from Brazil or from Argentina, only from Israel.
Even kosher? Yeah, of course kosher.
But yeah, it's kosher, not, don't eat it. Spain. Drink wine from Spain, from the vineyards that grow in Spain. The water name is Blood of Jews. I don't drink. יהודה. רבן פונוביץ'. מי הכי טוב בישיבה? הכי טוב בישיבה היה, פונוביץ'.
ספר כמה דברים לגבי בעשרה של אמא שלי.
הרב שלי זה, הרב שלו זה הרב שלי. פעם הבא תגיד לו שלמדתי בפונוביץ' גם. הוא למד הרבה לפניי. בטח בן 70 ומשהו כבר. 80 כבר.
So, whiskey also from Scotland. It's also water from Scotland.
Right, I don't drink whiskey. I never drink. Never drink cognac, never drink whiskey, never arak. Only wine I drink.
Only red wine.
No?
Only red?
No.
Only from Israel and only wine. See, the Gemara says, every morning a person should have wine. Good bread.
Good wine.
Gemara says it takes away the sicknesses.
From the heart, huh?
Which one? Wine every morning.
Wine and bread. Wine and bread. Gemara. And then all the big doctors said, before you go to sleep, you should have a cup of wine. I see all the old people, they die. And they have heart attacks at night and all this. Because they don't drink wine. They drink wine, they won't die at night. But they died. They say nobody lives forever.
Right.
Wine is the Gemara says that the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says all the sicknesses from the blood. Today you see, you take a blood test, you know everything. Once upon a time, you go to the doctor just to check, you say, take a blood test. You had a heart attack, you had this, everything in the blood. The Gemara says it. The Gemara, Baba Batra, page 60, I believe. It's everything in the blood. Everything. The Gemara says, how do you heal the blood? The Gemara says, wine. The Gemara says, so-called, the father of all the sicknesses is the blood, and the healer of all the sicknesses is the wine. The Gemara.
Also
Baba Batra, the same page 60, I believe. That's how powerful wine is. Besides what the Gemara says, wine in the morning. There's Gemara Baba Metzia. It's not the Gemara. This is about, there's a lot of secrets. The wine is a big secret. Big secret. You know, the Gemara says, but the Gemara says that the power of the wine, the power. Doesn't, you know. The way the Gemara says, the wine is very powerful. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to talk while they're making the wine.
Ah, while you're making.
It's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Keshem Shakol Epela Besamim, while they grind the spices in Metamigdash. The Gemara says, you should talk. Ah. The Gemara says, when you make wine, you shouldn't talk. So whatever the Gemara says, that wine is so powerful, it depends a lot. If those workers talked and spoke while they made the wine, it doesn't have all the energy in the wine.
Ashir mutar.
Ashir mutar, mitzvah.
Tehillim.
Lo, kshemechinim yayin.
I don't know. Gemara says that kol kasher l'yayin. Gemara says the voice is not good for them. With your permission. How come I'm on the air already?
It's the best one.
Before you start.
It's called Chochmah, you mean.
That's
it. This is Parashat Vayera, a continuation of what happened last week. Last week, the Torah tells us that since Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Egypt and he went to Paro said that from now on, not only he's going to reduce the labor and the slavery, he's going to add things. Until now, Paro said I used to give to the Jews straw. Is to make the bricks from straw. No, it's not going to go. Not going to give them straw. Oh man, you're talking about millions of Jews. I says, the Gemara says that the Jews had to go and find straw and still make the same amount of bricks that they used to make while Paul was giving them the straw. Are they going to get straw? From where are they going to get straw? The Gemara says, start to walk all around the houses. And then they have to start do the bricks quickly. I can get straw. They start to go look for straw. It's the straw. The people came out of the houses, started beating them. And then the time they got back with the straw, after they ran away, with some straw to make bricks, they couldn't make the amount of the bricks. So the police, the Gestapo, the Nazis used to hit them. And Moshe came up to Hashem, and Moshe said, "Excuse me, Moshe." Moshe told Hashem, "Why did you send? Why did you send me? Since I came, things got even worse." Hashem said to him, "Listen, you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro, but you'll never be able to get to Eretz Yisrael." But here says the Gemara, Hashem already not told him 40 years before, not going to get to Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what did Ezra has to do with anything? Hashem is upset at him. This also needs to be explained. Why Hashem is upset at him. So he's right, Moshe. Moshe is right. He only said one thing. Why did you send me? Since I came, things got worse. And Moshe is very, very attached to Am Yisrael. And bothers him. And he told Hashem, I don't understand. Why you sent me? I told you I don't want to go. You forced me into my job. And look what happened. I'm not qualified for the job. That's what he said. So Hashem is very angry at him. Not even just angry. The Gemara said, "Bikshah Milat Adin Ivgobel." Says the Gemara that Hashem almost killed Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he do? Says the Gemara, you know why Hashem did not kill him? Because actually, what he spoke did not speak about himself. He spoke about Am Yisrael. So. He said, "You don't. If you will talk for yourself, why I suffer so much? Who knows what happened to Moshe? Since he spoke, his complaining was not about himself. Hashem let him live. That nevertheless, Hashem is very upset at him." I said, "You can't go to Israel. What is good now? You can't go to Israel. What is it? It's going to take me 40 years to get to Israel. I can't go to Israel now already." Of course, the Chachamim asked, so later on it says the reason why Moshe did not get to Israel. He didn't get to Israel because of the rock, the story with the water, with the rock, whatever happened in the rock. He said, so he also, what did Moshe know? He's not going to go to Israel already. Obviously, Moshe knows already. So, what did he do? He didn't do nothing. This is Parashah as a continuation of the statement of last week. Medaber Elokim Moshe ve'emar lav ani Hashem. Elokim, Bismillat Adin, the judgment. Medaber Elokim el Moshe ve'emar lav ani Hashem. I'm God. This is the nation. I'm God. I revealed myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in one of my names. It's called Kel Shakai. Hashem sometimes appears, even though for us Hashem is one unit, but the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits, divides. It's called Sfirot in Kabbalah. I don't understand exactly what it means. I just say, you know, it's Hashem has seven names. One is Kel Aleph and Lamed. It's called when Hashem does kindness to somebody. He says, "Hashem helped me." He says, "Hashem helped you, but through a funnel, through a method that's called Chesed. The name of Chesed is Kel. Somebody has a hard time in his life and says, 'Where is Hashem?' Hashem is doing it. Which Hashem is doing it? It's called Elohim. And Hashem has mercy, not kind. Mercy means not full kindness. It's a Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. And Hashem has a name. Yud and Hey, Hashem has Shin and Dalet and Yud, and Hashem has Tzadik Bet, Aleph and Vav and Tav, and Hashem Aleph, Dalet and Yud. Seven names of Hashem, this is the name they not allowed to erase. Hashem, you write Yosef Torah, and the Sofer made a mistake on one of those names, he cannot erase it. He has to cut the parchment, and to take another parchment and glue it underneath, and then to write the name of Hashem. So Ani Hashem, Hashem said, I am God, but I am, says, Vayirah L'Avam Tzach Yaakov B'Kel Shakai, it's an Avil Tzach Avam Tzach Yaakov in different name. Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem. I never appeared to Avam Tzach and Yaakov in real, my name is Yud and Hei Vav, and it's called the name of mercy. Which means is, you know, they didn't ask any questions, and I revealed myself to you in the YouTube after, and you complaining, why are you complaining? And also he said, you know, since I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, also I had a treaty with them to give them Eretz Israel, Eretz Megurei Ma Shegaru Ba, the land they lived in. I heard also the screaming of Am Israel. I don't know exactly what it means really. What Hashem is to talk to Moshe like this? What this has to do with anything? He promised Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov the land, and I'm gonna keep my promise. And then, you know, I also heard Am Yisrael screaming. What has to do with it? Didn't scream. What's that to do with it? Lachen Hashem said, I swear to you now. Go to Am Yisrael. Lachen Lashon Shavuah says the Gemara. Ani Hashem. Tell him, I'm God. Again, I'm God. Hotziti etchem mitachat tzilot Mitzrayim, the four languages of redemption. This, the Gemara says, is the reason for what we drink four cups on Pesach. Comes from those sentences in this parasha. Hashem says, "Botziti etchem mitachat tzilot Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of suffering in Egypt. Botziti etchem avodatam, I'll save you from walking over there. Botziti etchem mizrua l'tov shvatim gdolim, I'll redeem you. It's going to be big miracles and big punishment for the Egyptians. לקחתי אתכם אל העם, I'll take you to be my nation. ואתי אתכם אל הארץ, I will bring you to ארץ ישראל. אז משה רבנו went to עם ישראל, told them, listen, I have a new statement from הקדוש ברוך הוא. I just got a text from him, email, okay, to all America. ולא שמעו אל משה מקוצר רוח ומעבדה קשה, they don't listen to Moshe. And then Moshe, you know what? You go to Paro, take you go with Aaron with the stick, throw it on the floor, became a snake, turned back into a stick and swallows all the sticks. Paro doesn't listen. Hashem told Moshe, you don't go tell him. Start. Esa Makot. 10 plagues. First one is blood. Moshe comes in the morning, Paro goes to the Nile. Moshe approaches him, tells him, listen, it's all over. He says, from tomorrow you're not going to have no blood in Egypt. He says, Egypt is no water. There's no water, I'm sorry. I mean, only blood, no water. Can you imagine everybody open the faucet? New York City. Can you imagine all over the city? Can you imagine all the offices, Wall Street, everything, open up faucet, blood is coming out. The Moshe told him, the power. What do you think I'm not talking about the mayor. You don't talk about somebody smart sees such a thing. How stupid could you be? You got a warning, right? And it happened. So, you're the king of Egypt, president of Egypt. So, of course, you're going to say, Moshe, forget about it. You won't finish. And then it goes from one to the next. From one to the next, frogs all over. Kinim, lice, a row of animals. There were all the animals die. Shechin, people have all rashes all over. Barad, hail with fire. And every time is the same story. Sometimes he asks Moshe, can you pray for me? Please. Lematay atirach. Yasurat Tzfardim, please pray for me. No frogs. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Then frogs died. No, I don't let you go. Next one. Oh, animals all over, eating all the people on the streets, running all over. Okay, you go. The animals ran away. No, I don't. What's really behind it? What's really? Of course. Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to make Paro's heart hard. Okay, understand. But you need some common sense behind it. It doesn't make sense. This is impossible for human being to be so stupid. Impossible. You can't say Paro's stupid. No such thing. The whole country is like this. How come they didn't go out to demonstrate? Why did they let him go? Like this. Next week, Parasha, it happened already. This is Moshe said it's going to be a grasshopper. Then it says, the slaves went to Paro, it says, Atem tidak yavdam Mitzrayim. Don't you see, there's no more Egypt. The whole thing is destroyed. So it calls up Moshe and says, okay, you go, but who is going? He says, who is going to go? You go, you take everybody, forget about it, don't go. The grasshoppers come. Doesn't make sense. And we have a special mitzvah on the night of Leil HaSeder to speak about it. Leman tesaper bozne bincha uvem mitchad asherit alalti b'mitzrayim. This is next week's parasha. As you should know, Hashem is doing all this, that we should talk about it. What Hashem is to talk about? Hashem can do anything. Hashem can do anything. But Hashem is a big deal, blood or frogs. If you have a munah, it's nothing. If you don't have a munah, it won't have anything on you. Obviously, everybody has a munah, so you sit on the Leil HaSeder and you eat the matzot and you have the wine. So you know we have Pesach. No, it's a special mitzvah. The more you talk about it, about the plagues, what happened in Egypt is much better. Mishubach, you're being praised. So what is the purpose? It's mitzvah for Hashem. Hashem told us to say it, to do it. What's the purpose behind it? You know, the Gemara comes with some statements. One of them, what says Amen? As the Gemara says, Amen. Amen. Yesh Merabah b'chol kocho. Kolom gzar din she 70 shana. Somebody says, Amen. Yesh Merabah with all his strength. Chol ketod rishonim. What does it mean? He means to scream it. Usually people say, Amen. Yesh Merabah very quietly. Gemara says, but if you scream Amen. Yesh Merabah with all your strength, Hashem will tear the gzar din of a person. Even Hashem decides he's going to live only 70 years. Hashem will change his mind. So powerful, Amen Yesh Merabah. Some of the Rishonim say it's not just, you know, not screaming, it says in your heart. Your Kavanat Halev. You have to have at that time, Amen Yesh Merabah, you have to know what you're saying. And you have it to so called to concentrate on the Kaddish. And Shulchan Aruch says, big scene to speak in the middle of the Kaddish. You can't speak, you don't know what you do. You lose so called the credit that Hashem might give you. That's how powerful. What is it? Amen Yesh Merabah. Big deal. So, what do you mean? Chas Shalom is a gzera on a person to die. He says, don't worry about it. Say Amen Yesh Merabah. So it sounds like a joke. He's going to say Amen Yesh Merabah, then Hashem is going to wave it. Because he said Amen Yesh Merabah. You tell me, guys, is it Yeshuva? Okay. That's Yeshuva, that's the Tani, that's all the other things. Hashem might wave. The Gemara says, no, this is a certain thing, a positive thing. You say, Amen Yesh Merabah, you finish with your problems. Very, very strange thing. HaShacharit, the way Mordechai and Shekhinah Gedolah made the Sidur, Maris says, you may not even skip a letter, forget about words. Shulchan Aruch said, if you come back, you come later with the Knesset, you should try to catch up the congregation. At Shumnesre, so after you say Baruch Shama, you might say only Ashrei Nishtavach. Mishtavach, you cannot speak. Skip. But Ari said, you cannot skip even from Modei Ani. He says, whatever it's in the Sidur was not only for the people in the nursing home. But he says, for every person, you should not skip a letter, Ari says. Em Sukkot Zimra, after you finish, Hallelujah, all the Hallelujah. He says, Baruch Hashem Neolam, Amen V'Amen. I don't know what it means exactly, but what Kavanah people have. Kadosh Baruch Hu, bless him, Amen. Hashem Neolam forever, Amen V'Amen. Baruch Hashem Etzion, שוכן ירושלים. What is this to do it now? Hey, now, hallelujah. ברוך השם לעולם ואמן. בלס הקדוש ברוך הוא. אמן, אמן. אמן, אמן. בגדיל, אמן, אמן. ברוך השם מציון. הקדוש ברוך הוא מפני ירושלים. שוכן ירושלים. What is this to do it? What are you saying it? השם אלוקי ישראל. ברוך השם כבודו לעולם. מלך בלעוד כל הארץ. אמן ואמן. Is that the psukim? Okay, there's a secret in the psukim. There are secrets in those four sentences. It's true. I said, well, what a simple kavanah. Why are we saying it? Why is it in Siddur? I understand. Hallelujah, I understand. Okay. Why is it Siddur? It's Siddur. It's Yon, Yerushalayim. I said, by Baruch David, it's Hashem. Sentences, paragraphs in Devar HaYamim. David HaMelech, blessed Am Yisrael. Hashem HaGdula, HaGvura, HaTfiret. Everything is from you. What this has to do with this Shacharit every day? What are you saying it? Tamo shel bakol chakoch gvura. Madim anachnu la. This is atahu Hashem Elokim, Hashem bachata v'Avram. Yoha Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is already in Nehemia. Yoha Kadosh Baruch Hu, you chose Avram. Samta shmo Avram, 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 what we saying? What is behind? Say chachamim like this. Let me say, you know, David HaMelech says in Tehilim, a person has to reach a level that he doesn't trust Hashem. That's a lower level. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a lower level. But exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us is we should be devoted to Him. Kevet Ne'eman karat halo. Ne'eman, says the Perkei Avot, there are four levels in a person that he has to reach. This is when you learn Torah, says Mishnah Perkei Avot, you become tzaddik. Tzaddik means nothing. Tzaddik means you keep the mitzvot. But after tzaddik, the elevation, you go up. Tzaddik, yashar, chassid, ve'ne'eman. The highest level of a person should be Ne'eman. Moshe Avdi Ne'eman. Hashem tells Miriam and Aaron, when they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, Moshe is not, I just trust Moshe. Moshe devotes his life to me. That's called Ne'eman. They say in Shemoneh Esra, Mekayem Emunato Lishene, it's Lishene Afa, not Lishene, Lishene Afa. Ve'ne'eman Ata Lachiyot Meti. Ne'eman. Hamim said it means like this. It says a person has to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, like a gamul aleimo, like a child. A child, his mother holds his hand, it takes him for a walk. He's 3 years old. He doesn't think about anything. He says, this is my mother. Finish. He has no idea where is he going. He has no idea what for is going. He has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know. All his mom is head was. This is really the goal in life. That you feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu holding your hand and he takes you. What it means is like this. What happened? The baby held his mother's hand and he fell, it tripped. So, but is he going to blame his mommy? No. He won't blame his mommy. That's what happened when you hold your mommy's hand, all of a sudden, you fell, so, okay. So you can see mommy no good? He doesn't say mommy no good. He starts crying, but he doesn't say mommy no good. Since the Gemara, you should know, we had two big rabbis. One rabbi's name was Nachum Ish Gamzu. This is the Rabbi Akiva's rabbi. He said every time something bad happened to him, he says, Gamzu Letova, Kapara, in America, Kapara. Something broke in the house, Kapara. Lost my wallet, Kapara. Lost my job, kapala. Stocks went down, kapala. But the Gemara says the end of this rabbi wasn't so good. Yeah. There's a story in the Gemara what happened with the poor person. His student was Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, once he went on a trip, he had a donkey and a rooster and a candle. All of a sudden, a lion came and ate the donkey. A few minutes later, somebody, a fox or something else, jumped and ate the chicken. And then the wind blew like a hundred. This, we're talking about Rabbi Akiva, a giant. I says, how can it be a Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's wrong with me? What's wrong? What's wrong? What did I do? Says the Gemara, all of a sudden he hears robbers. He says, ah, see? The robbers would have killed me. Would have robbed me. But, you know, I don't have a donkey, so the donkey will not make any noise. I don't have any rooster. And I don't have any candle. They couldn't spot me. They passed, and then they got up, and they went back to the city. And so. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva said, not everything is good. No. Not everything is good, no. He says, whatever Hashem does, the bad things, that's good also for me. Kol man de'avid rachmana, le'tav avid. He says, I lost my wallet. Good that I lost my wallet. It's good that I lost my wallet. Not it's okay, it's a kapara. Has to be that way. Hashem wanted me to lose my wallet. Hashem wanted the lion to eat my lion. Hashem wanted the wind to blow my candle. That's the goal in life. That's the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva was higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand 49 gates of Bina, wisdom, and Rabbi Akiva, 50, says the Gemara. Higher than that. Of course, it's the same Neshama. Rabbi Akiva also died 120 years, like exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the same Neshama exactly. But still, says the Gemara, you know, that's the level. That's the level. But you don't think, oh, it happened to me, okay, so it happened. No, it good that it happened to me. Good. Something that really doesn't look good to me. But it's like I'm holding my mommy's hand. And I fell. I says, mommy, I fell. So you cry because it hurts me because I fell. But I'm not going to blame my mommy. That's what happened. I had to go this way. Must be good this way. You know why. I said, Chazanish, somebody came to Chazanish, ask him. Somebody, Chazanish people used to come to him. And Chazanish used to tell them, do operation, don't do operation. I myself, I saw a piece of paper. I mean, I knew it when I was a kid. I don't remember, it was Dr. Ashkenazi, Dr. Sondak, in Yerushalayim, somebody, I'm talking about 60 years ago, and somebody needed to have an operation on his head. In Israel, those days, the doctors, they didn't have experience so much. So the doctor came to blame up to Chazon Ish. I saw the picture Chazon Ish drew him, how the brain looks inside. And he told him how to make the operation, how to cut the head, and how much to cut from inside. And then somebody came to Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish said to do an operation, and the guy died. And then Chazon Ish went to pay Shiva call to comfort the family. He walks inside, so everybody said, oh, he said to make an operation. He would not have made the operation. The guy would be alive. The rabbi doesn't know what to talk about. Chazon Ish sat around and said, I want to explain to you something before you start talking to me. That's exactly what had to be happening. That exactly, that you should have come to me and I should say make an operation because Hashem wanted this thing to happen and Hashem wanted this person to die. That's called devote yourself to decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how far it goes. Comes the Torah and Torah tells you this. Torah says, listen, lo tasu me'adavar she'agidu l'cha yaminu smol. Says the mitzvah to listen to Chachamim, says the Gemara, up to what point? Says the Gemara, אפילו אומר לך על ימין שהוא שמאל ועל שמאל שהוא ימין. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? I'll tell you what the Gemara says. We go to the rabbi says, raise your hand, right hand, and you raise. The rabbi said, you're right, this is your right hand. Rabbi, I tricked you. This is my right hand. Rabbi says, no, this is your right hand. This is the rabbi, I'm sorry, this is my left. Rabbi said, no, this is your right. Rabbi, refuah shlema. Something wrong with the rabbi. And he goes to the school, he raises his hand, the teacher said, raise your right hand. I said, no. This is your left hand. No, the rabbi said, it's right hand. Go to the principal. What's wrong with you? Call the parents. He says, I'm sorry, the rabbi said, this is my left hand. He says, the Gemara, he says, the Gemara, that to be devoted to somebody is not to understand. It's kagamul ale imo. This is the level. The level you don't ask questions, and even the things that you don't understand, it says that's what Hashem wants. That's called emuna. The word amen, when we say is emuna, it means like this. Shulchan Aruch says, no? The word Amen is abbreviation, three words, Kel Melech Neeman. Kel Melech, that's what he, somebody says, the bracha is a Bore Priyayetz. He says, Amen! What do you think, Amen? The Gemara says, you know, the guy that says Amen is greater than the one that says the bracha. Very strange. He says Bore Priyayetz, and he says Amen. So maybe it's equal. He says, no, the Amen is greater. What do you mean, you know, Amen is greater? The Gemara says, the word Amen means like this, Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech is the king, Neeman. You know what Neeman is? Neeman means Hashem devotes himself to his words. Hashem mandi yayiv chaye, yayiv mezone. Hashem gave us life. Hashem, so-called, is responsible to feed us. He devoted himself to feed us. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, do you ever see a fox pushing a trolley in Manhattan? Why all these people pushing trolleys? Why did you ever see a shual standing on the line of unemployment? Or get all these benefits from the government? He's very happy. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, you know why? Because you don't have a munah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you don't behave. You don't have a munah. So that's why you have to work so hard, go push trolleys. Already, Shual Sabal, Ari Kayat. So the Gemara says, what is this? How come you have to work so hard? Because this is because you should know Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us man every day in the desert, and you cannot leave from one day to the next. What does it mean? Hashem wants us to have Emunah. Emunah comes from the word Amen. Amen means Kel Melech Neeman. Hashem devotes himself. Hashem is Neeman. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, the secret of Amen, Yehesh Merava, is so strong, because when you say Amen, you know what you say. Hashem devotes. It means, Hashem devotes. I devote myself to Hashem. You have to be Neeman. You can't say Hashem is going to do for me, and I'm going to do whatever I want. Kagamul aleimo. This is what we say. Mekayem emunato lishenei afam. The Kavanah in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Hashem is going to do what he is devoted to. Not because Hashem said, he devotes himself to this. V'ne'eman atah l'achayot metim, v'achot Hashem l'chayot metim. He said, when you say, v'ne'eman atah l'achayot metim, it's future tense. V'achot atah Hashem l'chayot metim is present tense. Because when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ne'eman atah, you devoted, it means you have to think in your heart, yes, It's a mere fact. If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you have to do the same thing. And he says, you say, Hashem, Hashem, Ker, Rechom, Hanun. You say, Hashem, Rechom, Hanun. You have no mercy. You think Hashem has no mercy on you? It's a mere fact. You can't say, Hashem, Erech HaPaim, Hashem has patience. I don't have patience. So what do you think Hashem is going to have patience on you? Rav Chesed, Hashem does a lot of kindness. You don't do what kindness. You think, you say, Tachanun, you're going to say, Hashem, Hashem, Shlosh, Tramidot, Hashem is going to help you? Says, Hashem laughs at you. I'm Chanun. Alachta b'darachav, says the Gemara. You have to go on the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Gemara says, you know, that's the secret of Amen. It says, the one that says Amen is greater than the one that says. He says, Bore Priyayetz. What do you say? No, he says, you know what? Hashem devotes to feed people. Hashem made this apple. Hashem made this tomato. Because he had to make it. Because he promised. So we're going to have food. So I'm going to do the same thing. So this is the Gemara says, it breaks the Gezerot Amen Yeshmer Rabbah. That's how powerful Amen is. You say, Amen, Yeshmer Rabbah, but the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be forever. Yeshmer Rabbah, Mevarach, La'alav, La'almei, Almaya, Barach, Vishtabah, you know what you say, Amen, or what? What do you say, Amen? You get David Kadash, you say Hashem's name, you say, what is this? They say, Amen, Kel Melech Ne'eman. He says, that's the Kavanah that you have to have. You say, Amen, in the name of Bracha. But the Gemara says, Hashem, somebody doesn't say Bracha, it's stories about it. About such things. So how come he didn't say Bracha? I didn't say Amen. So what? I didn't say Amen. You say Amen, it means you don't say that Hashem devotes. So you don't devote yourself to Hashem. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and this is Parashah and says the whole secret. Somebody's going to ask us, why did you come out of Egypt? No, I came out of Egypt. Hashem told Moshe. V'yirai l'Avraham Yitzchak el Yaakov b'kel shakai. I revealed myself to Amos HaKadosh only Kel Shakai. They don't know who I am really. But they devoted themselves to me. They were ne'emanim. U'matzata et levavo ne'eman lefanecha. The first person On earth, את הקדוש ברוך הוא said, I found his heart devoted to me. Devoted. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, listen, I want to explain to you something. You know why I send you over here to Egypt? Not because anything else, just because I promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov something. Ani Hashem, I am God that I must fulfill. I devote myself to my promise. This is the bracha when somebody sees the rainbow, keshet. They say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher Abrit. Remember the treaty. He remembered the treaty with Noah. Ne'eman bivrito ve'kayam b'ma'amaro. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promised something. He devotes himself to the promise. Says the Gemara, those are the words of Hashem. Edaber lo kibel Moshe v'emer lav ani Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu harshly. He says, Edaber Elokim, judgment. Ani Hashem. Says the Gemara, you know what ani Hashem means? That I am God. I'm God, it means I devote myself. I'm Ne'eman lekayem avtachati. I'm here to fulfill my obligation. By the way, some Israel, they don't behave, you know? Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gemara appeared and told them, Israel, here I am the Mashiach. And everybody bowed down. And all of a sudden, they go home. They have at home statues, Buddha. Buddha. On the floor. Says the Gemara, Moshe went back to Midian to his father in law. 3 months, everybody says, where is the Mashiach? Not here. Where is he? Not here. Some Chachamim said, Midrash said, 6 months he was away. What happened? Nothing happened. You know, you're not devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make it sure. Yes, when Moshe says, everybody on the floor, Moshe, okay, the Mashiach is here. I said, what did you do? What did you do after Mashiach is here? What did you do? You went to Mikveh. What did you do? So you went home and you took the Buddha and you broke it? No. Says Nevi Yechezkel, Yishishukusav lo yishlichu, coming out of Egypt, still in the briefcase, in case something goes wrong, I have my other God in my briefcase. So what happened to you people? Mashiach is not here. Says, well, you Moshe come 6 months later, or 3 months later, he goes to Paro, and Paro said, hey, what? He said, what? Naha, what? Things got worse? Of course it got worse. What do you mean got worse? Because Hashem pushes us to devote ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Hashem pushes us to the corner, but not just to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be like Rabbi Akiva. All the hardship that we have is going to accomplish something. You don't know what it is, you don't care what it is. Here, Rabbi Akiva, somebody ate his donkey and the rooster, and the wind blew the fire. What's the benefit to him? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You can't complain, and you cannot just say, it's okay. No, it's okay. That has to be this way. It's called gamul aleimu, like a child. Listen, go tell him like this. Go tell him, Israel, you know, I heard the screaming, because without the screaming, I would wait till I take them out. And go tell them that I heard them, and I'm going to take them, I'm going to redeem them, and I'm going to punish the Egyptians very hard. You know why? Because as Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, told Avraham Avinu, Ibn Avtarim, at age 70, V'gam et agoy asher yavodu den anochi. So you read the parasha, you think, oh, it's a new thing. Moshe goes, Paro doesn't listen. No. Had to be this way. Hashem told Avraham, that's going to be this way. Why? Because like this, it's going to push us to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like this, 100% you get the emunah. The emunah comes from the word Amen in our heart. That our heart should be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the story of the parasha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, to show us, look, if you don't devote yourself 100% to me, that's what happened. One day you say yes, one day you say no. One day he's Jewish, one day he's not Jewish. One day he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day he has his Buddha. He says, look at Paro. One day, yes, go out. One day, no. So why? Because if you don't devote yourself, your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have. One day, yes, one day. Matzat al zebavon neman lefanecha. His Gemara said, Ratzu avot ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kesusim. Avon Yitzchak and Yaakov went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no question. David HaMelech says, the Gemara, he wants to be the Avraham Avinu. That's the bracha we have in the Haftarah. Man, bechol dvarav. Again, David. He says, that's the bracha we say. Achem al Tzion. What is this? He says, Eretz Israel we got because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ne'eman. says, let me, look. We want to pray, Shacharit. This is after say, the Hallelujah, Alusha. Say, listen, Baruch Hashem Lolam, Amen, Amen. David the Melech says, listen, you have to say, Amen, Amen. Amen means, yeah, I devote, Hashem devotes himself to me, I devote myself to Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's Zion, Shochen, Yerushalayim, Hallelujah. So, you know, I got Eretz Israel. Now we got Eretz Israel because Hashem gave it to us. Hashem gave it to us because Masechet Levavot Neman Lefanecha. Hashem gave it to us not because Hashem likes us. It's because Abraham devoted himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, Tich Hamor Kazdim. Hashem said, dear, Abraham Avinu, you put yourself in the fire. You threw yourself in the fire. And you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you trust him 100%. You devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, okay, now, I'll give you a Becharot Imo Abri. I'll tell you, 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 Before this, he said, Tau Hashem HaElokim, Asher Bachata Abraham. Marie says, you know, those four words, Atah Hashem HaElokim, you take the first letters of those four words. Atah is Aleph. Who is He? Hashem is Yud, HaElokim is He. The Aleph, He, Yud, and He. Marie says, you know what it is? I tell you what it is. Let's speak, HaKadosh, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which name I should tell Am Israel? Hashem says, Eke, Asher, Eke, Hashem says, tell them Aleph, He, Yud, and He. What is this name? You know what his name is? Says Ari, I tell you this name is in Shacharit. When? Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bachata Abraham. Why? Matzata Tzavaro Neman Lefanecha. He says, if you're going to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the name he takes you out. If you're not devoted, he's not going to take you out. You're going to suffer more than Egypt. The minute that you decide you devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's going to next period, the Korban Pesach, that you take this risk and you go purchase. And you go buy this sheep, and you're going to tie it to the bed, and you're going to tell the Egyptian, I don't care about you, I care about my God, and you're going to have Brit Milah, that's when you're going to have Brit Milah, and then you're going to go out, you're going to go to Harsin, and you're going to go to the Torah, lecha Hashem Elokeinu. That's came Yoshua, came Hashem Zadolah, says this, listen, you say, after you ate, before you ate, he said, I'll tell you what it is. Nodeh lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, thank you. Eretz Tovah, Where do you find those words? In the Torah. The Torah, Hashem said to Moshe, I'm taking them out. The Eretz Chemda, Tova Rochava. Moshe's words. Brit v'Torah. Well, it has to be Brit v'Torah now. You don't understand. You got to Eretz Israel because HaKadosh Baruch Hu devoted himself to you. Why? Because you devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you have Brit Milah and you said you're going to get the Torah. So the whole secret of the parasha is only to teach us and to lead us to the path that we have to be like Rabbi Akiva, devote ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you get Eretz Israel. Then you get out of redemption. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. You know, look what happened. If you don't devote yourself to me, look what happened to you. It happened to Paro. You're the same thing. And constantly in the desert, from next week's parasha, Parashat Beshalach, you see constantly all the time. It's a test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us to see if I'm devoted. We get to Yam Suf, we want to go back to Egypt. We come out of Yam Suf, we say we have no water. We complain, where is the food? Where is this? What is that? Where is Amalek? What happened? What is this? So there's the Mishnah, the Perkei Avot, Asara Nisyonot. It's a 10 tests that we had to go through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the Shir of Hashem Yochiach. Hashem wants to know if we trust Him 100% but not trust. Devote yourself 100% at Rabbi Akiva. It's the Gemara, look what happened. Parashat Vayigash, Yaakov came to Egypt. From Egypt, Yosef takes him to Paro. Paro asked him, how old are you? Yaakov said, oh, what a miserable life I had. Says the Gemara, really? 33 years that Yaakov should have been living until 180. Hashem cut it. You have 33 letters over there that Yaakov said, Raim, I had bad life. Jim said, why did you say that? So I said it's all been different, you don't understand. No such thing as a bad day. You have to be like Rabbi Akiva. Kolman de Avid Rachmana le Tabami. It means you're not Ne'eman. At that moment, you're not Ne'eman. Then he started to try again, he reached that level again of Ne'eman. He slipped. Moshe, you slipped. Moshe, when you came and you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come since I came, things got worse? Why did you send me? Moshe, that's not Ne'eman. You can't go to Israel. Because where you get, you know why you're going to go to Israel? Because Avraham Avinu was a Ne'eman. If you're not Ne'eman, you can't go over there. Because the only reason why you're going to go there is because Avraham Avinu had so-called the power to get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Baltin Shel Melech. If you're not Ne'eman, you're not going to be there. Eventually Moshe grew himself up until the story of Meriva again. He slipped over there, so he said, no, stay over here in the desert. But that is the secret. As the Gemara says, Yaakov, what did you say? What did you say? Come to Torah, tell us a story about Yosef. Says Torah, a story about Yosef. Yosef was 10 years in jail. Then the butler and the baker had dreams. And in the morning, Yosef interpreted. Yosef tells the butler, please, mention my name to Paro. Let me catch the time, Yarim, says the Gemara, Yosef, why did you ask him? 2 years punishment. Excuse me, you know the mitzvah pinyon shvuim on Shabbat on Yom Kippur you have to go and release a Jew from jail. You are allowed to sell the Torah. Pinyon shvuim is the highest mitzvah. You have a mishulach comes to you, he wants to get more money. He says pinyon shvuim. That's it. You can't say nothing. But who is hostage? A spider. Who cares what? He says pinyon shvuim. Here in the time of Holocaust, people used to go on Yom Kippur and collect money for the survivor of Holocaust in China and other places. That's the biggest thing. Yosef is in jail. 10 years already in jail. He tells the butler, listen, there's a Jew, a Mekubal, in jail, interprets dream without taking money. And he doesn't say that he has a kollel. Paro said it's a lie, shouldn't be. So the butler goes. לא זכר שם שר המשכים יוסף ושכחהו, באים מקשר שתיים עם 2 years in jail, more than 2 years in jail. זאת אומרת, יוסף, should not say. What do you should not say? It's not true. מכילה, it's not true. Somebody is in jail, should not hire a lawyer? What? Should sit down and say, pray to Hashem? No such thing. No such thing. Do you shtaglut? What do you mean? You have to make phone calls. You have to run around, talk to the officials. O.G. Simpson. You know, you have to have lawyers. No such thing. So what's the secret? Yosef told the butler, "V'gam po lo asiti mi'uma ki samu oti babo." That's the problem. If you just have told the butler, "Go tell Paro, Joe is in the cell. You can be an interpreter, you know, a palm reader. I'll give him a job. You know, he's good. The boy is good. Nothing's wrong with this." But Yosef told him to say, "I've done nothing." I'm innocent. I didn't do nothing. They put me in nothing. Nothing? Oh, let's call devoted to Hashem? No. Call my David Rahmana le Kav Avid. If you're in jail, it's for a purpose. By the way, Yosef, Lashon Hara a little bit. Mesasel besaro, fix his eyes, bali shoes, high heels. Shema says, well, you can do nothing. Innocent, huh? Forget about what we know what you did. Even if we didn't know what you did. Look at Rabbi Akiva. Nishmat Yosef, Akiva ben Yosef, Nishmat Yosef, he reached that level without going to jail. This is Kolman Rachmana Lekabavi. You have to know in your lifetime it's not, okay, oh, okay, I lost, okay. No. It's that, it means I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a baby trusts his mother. I don't think, I don't ask. And if you think and you ask, it means you're not in that level. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, when Leila said it's the day of the night of redemption, the Mashiach is supposed to come, the night of Pesach, it says, you know what, please read it. That's why I read it. Because when you read it, you see what is the level that you have to reach. You have to devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he devotes himself to his promise. And for this, he's going to send the Mashiach. For this, he's going to give us Eretz Israel. And not because we deserve it, but because he decided it. Because he devoted himself to the one that was devoted to him. Matzat et levavo ne'eman lefanecha. It's okay, Abraham, okay, it's like, okay, Yaakov, you, the father of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, what is this? He's saying this week's parasha. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because of Yaakov, which I didn't even reveal myself, but, you know, they devoted themselves. He says, in 18, that's what you say. He says, I devote myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Amen Yeshme Rabbah. It's called Amen. It's the powerful Amen. It's the Gemara says, Korea Gzadin Shadam, Shivim Shana, Hashem will say, Rodak Zerot. Why? Because he says Amen. No. Because he says, Kel Melech Ne'eman. He says, you devote. He says, I have to devote myself also for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Devote HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem cancels all the Gezerot, Nim Rabbah Menach. Amen.